This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This comes up every once in a while, and I don't know if it's come up really with Erica. I want to transform myself a little bit.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to be positive.
No, not that. Physically. Oh. There's something I've wanted to be. This is a vulnerable moment. So before you take your weird little eye thing that you're doing, because you're already doing the thing. I have adopted some of T-Hack's shoe game. I'll never be him. I'll never be able to be him. Also, I'll just never...
And don't.
You're right.
It's like you, what you say about wine. Like once you get in, don't...
It's
don't,
the worst.
You can't go back. And now...
Yes. Yeah. Because then you're like, oh my God, I can't. Like, I look at a regular pair of shoes that I would have liked. I'm like, but that's not a Jordan. It looks just like a Jordan, but it's not. It's just a regular dunk.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. It's like, I can't have a dunk. I got to have a Jordan 1.
Oh, you're in.
I'm kind of in.
You're
and I don't want to be
out.
In.
You're destroyed already.
Kind of, but I was able to buy the regular dunk.
Okay.
I was able to do okay. it, but I've only worn it once.
Because you're embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to wear it around him. I'll probably wear it to Mo.
A what?
To Mo, you know.
Oh, like Mo the lawn. Grass. I was thinking like Mo, your friend Mo. I was like, what?
Ever since I was a kid, there's a certain type of person that I looked up to.
A rock star.
No, for sure that.
Okay.
And first,
some of them fit into this.
The first name that came into my head was Bing Crosby.
Arian,
how what? Old do you think I am?
I don't know.
You complete.
And also, is it Christmas? Like, okay.
No, Crosby was born in 1903. So just a hair before.
Something. Yeah. Some of my earliest idols were Socrates, Jesus. What are you doing? You're excused. You can leave the room.
Even come to mind.
No, that's not
like,
nice.
Oh, yes. Slacker's big idol. Growing up. Bing Crosby.
Now I don't feel like I can be vulnerable with you.
I'm sorry. Hey,
I read a story today.
Going?
Okay. I read a story today that said it's a season and I've always wanted to get on this season, but I'm afraid to do it.
Well, it's not Short King Spring.
Just be nice, okay? This man is bearing his heart to us.
And it's not Bing Crosby Christmas.
This is going to get weird because this could work for Bing Crosby, I think. It's the worst thing. I can't look at any of you when I say it because I don't want to see your initial reaction. I've always wanted to be a scarf guy.
Don't do it. I was a scarf girl in middle school and I was such a loser.
For real? Because it's scarf season
with
and I saw things.
And Uggs.
But there's
That's
something.
That's different though. I'm picturing like New York street style.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
But yeah, it's hard to pull off in Colorado without looking like you're from New York.
Yeah.
And I'm from here. I'm one of you. I'm like,
Or a little Joe Jonas scarf action?
Kind of.
Yeah. No, not that.
Why not that? What? That's what I was thinking.
I was kind of making fun of the idea.
Well, because he's got a leather coat on with the sleeves pushed up. Because why not wear a coat and shove the... Like,
I've had a scarf phase.
Did you get a scarf phase?
Yeah. I've had like an everything phase. I had a fedora phase. Not really a fedora.
You had a...
More like the flat hat. You know, more like the Pharrell. Yeah, more like the Pharrell hat. When those were big.
Hey.
Interesting. Very Mumford & Sons.
I want you to know
Sons.
That I went through that too. I didn't. I've always wanted to be a fedora guy.
But you didn't.
There's something about... Have you ever looked at a picture of people getting on a plane when my idol Bing Crosby was riding planes? Uh-huh. People wore scarves, ties,
yes,
vests, jackets over the vests, and a fedora. Yeah. Women had their Easter bonnets. I mean, it was like...
Very classy.
A thing. I want to be that.
That like a better...
Kind of.
Okay, so...
But it's just when it's bunched up around you, it just seems like you're going to be the difficult order at Starbucks.
And you want to be like that?
I don't know. I just always looked up to them. Like, Tiak, when he first started working here, he was a glasses guy. And it was a thing. Because he got LASIK surgery. He got LASIK surgery. It changed his life. Because he was never able to wear sunglasses before.
Oh my gosh.
You're exactly.
And now
he's got those funky little sunglasses.
And you know how he like babies those sunglasses. Because it's like, I remember buying my first pair of sunglasses after LASIK. Because you're just like, I could walk into 7-Eleven, just buy cheap ones. Or I could walk into Sunglass Hut and spend $300. It doesn't matter. Because I don't need a prescription. I can walk out right now.
Woo-hoo!
It's right. But I want to. Like, I want to wear a fedora and I want to wear a scarf. And
let's
I want you guys
to just
it.
A scarf, no fedora.
Yeah. I don't know.
We got him on the scarf by mentioning fedora. How can we get him on fedora?
Also, are we talking about fedora or are we talking about cool hat?
Isn't a fedora cool hat?
Flat brim.
Why has it got to be flat?
A fedora, man?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, a fedora just makes me think of like a little frog being like, come to the day.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.